This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to what starts as an oxymoron from the travel industry, traveling far to stay local. In Mexico, the small coastal town of Todos Santos is just 50 miles north of the fancy hotels and gated resorts in Cabo San Lucas, same glittering turquoise Pacific coastline, fewer golf courses. And construction is underway on a mega resort called Tres Santos that bills itself as local-friendly. But the mix has not been easy. Reporter Nina Feldman checked it out for us.
The promo video for Tres Santos sells a free-range, locally-sourced lifestyle. Bronze-skinned yogis salute the sun at the water's edge. Families sample fresh tomatoes off the vine. Shannon Gillespie is the company's sales executive.
Our whole goal is for people to try to really have an authentic experience. And so we're going to do something that kind of blends in with the community.
Funded by Colorado's Black Creek Group, Tres Santos has permits to build more than 4,000 new homes. So far, a handful of houses are for sale in the $200,000 to $400,000 range. Down at the town beach, a 32-room boutique hotel is under construction. But it's practically on top of the area where the town's fishermen have been working for generations. Twice now, members of one fishing cooperative have blocked the road to the beach to protest the project. Tres Santos says it wants the fishermen to stay, but protest organizers like activist Ricardo Madrazo are skeptical.
I think they envision that instead of the 40 or 50 boats that are operating right now, maybe they'll just have four or five, you know, and they can show some of the visitors how we catch this fish, or we'll take you out and you snorkel with the sea lions.
John Moreno is the fisherman's lawyer. He says he's not opposed to progress, but that in a town of 5,000 people where it's hot and dry, it's a matter of scale.
It's going to give us triple the amount of our target population for Todos Santos within 25 years. That's going to put enormous amounts of stress on our natural resources, primarily water.
Moreno hopes a pending environmental review will thwart construction, and Tres Santos has filed a lawsuit against its opponents. In Todos Santos, Mexico, I'm Nina Feldman for Marketplace.